Listening Library presents The Meanest Doll in the World by Anne M. Martin and Laura Godwin. Read for you by Lynn Redgrave. Chapter 1. Miami Beach A-Go-Go. Annabelle Doll sat in the soap dish high above the bathtub in the Palmer's house. Since Nora Palmer was just below her taking a bath, Annabelle had to hold still, still, still. She could not be caught moving, but she was desperate to see the cause of all the splashing and shouting she heard.
"Shark! Shark attack!" cried Nora. "Look out, dollies! Get out of the way!"
There was a tremendous splash and the sound of sloshing as water hit the tile floor of the bathroom.
"Everyone out of the ocean!" commanded Nora. "Come on, dollies! Come on back to the beach!"
For a moment, Annabelle heard nothing, even though she knew full well that the entire Funcraft family was in the tub. Like Annabelle, they could not laugh or talk or move about on their own, not while Nora was in the room. Annabelle thought longingly of the dollhouse, her nice quiet home, and of Kate Palmer, Nora's 9-year-old sister, the owner of the doll family and their house. Kate never played wild, noisy games with the dolls. She merely posed them in the rooms of their ancient house and occasionally talked to them or rearranged the furniture. But Nora, who was 5 and the owner of the Funcrafts, invented games like Miami Beach A-Go-Go and Rancher Family. She was only supposed to play those games with the Funcrafts, who were new and made of plastic. But often she crept into Kate's room and snatched up Annabelle and maybe one of the other dolls.